Let's talk about seeing something brighter in the darkest of times.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
Paul's letter to the church at Philippi is just overflowing with joy. In fact, I did a little search here and I found five times Paul uses the word joy in just this short letter, and eight times he uses the word rejoice. And he starts off right at the beginning. He says, let me tell you about all the things that I'm thinking about and I'm rejoicing over. And then he comes to verse number 12. So we're only 12 verses into the opening chapter. And he says, what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. Well, what exactly has happened to him? He's writing from a prison in Rome. And he says something good is happening here as a result of being in prison. Well, what is happening? Well, let me back up to set the stage just a little bit, because who's he writing to? He's writing to the saints, the believers at Philippi. Now, if you go back to Acts chapter 16, his very first visit to Philippi didn't start off so well. Silas and Paul got thrown into prison. And they're in prison, and yet while they're in prison, they choose to worship God. God sends an earthquake that shakes the prison doors open, shakes the shackles off of them. And as a result of that, they are able to share the good news with the jailer, who not only gives his life to Jesus, but all of his family does as well. And then the very next day, Paul and Silas leave. And now he's writing this letter to this church where apparently there's a lot of saints. But at the time that Paul and Silas are in prison there in Philippi, the only real work that they have to show for their ministry, the fruit of their ministry, is just Lydia and her household. So one household and one slave girl that had been set free from demonic oppression. And yet Paul is able to sing while he's in this prison in Acts chapter 16. So let's come back to Philippi then. Here's Paul saying, what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. And so he's rejoicing over that. Well, while he's in Rome, he says, what I've noticed is that the palace guard, the people right here in the palace, are hearing the good news. And there's a bunch of people that are becoming much more bold in their ability to share the gospel as well. So that's what he can be rejoicing about. But go back to Philippi again in Acts chapter 16. What did he have to rejoice about then? One family and one slave girl, and that was it. And yet he was worshiping. Well, remember that Paul also wrote in Romans chapter 8 that God is working together all things for our good and for his glory. So when Paul was sitting in here in this dark place, this prison, maybe you are sitting in a dark place as well, it's very natural to look around at all the darkness and begin to ask, did I miss something? Or why am I here? But what Paul chose to do is to change that why into worship. See, I think that those why questions are very me-focused, and it's very natural to look at what's going on with me. Why is this happening to me? Why am I in this situation? But worship is God-focused. Where the me-focused questions are natural, the God-focused worship is supernatural. And that's why he's saying here, I want you to follow my example. And really what he's saying to the saints at Philippi is you already are. And that's why I have so much worship. I wrote this down in my journal as I was pondering this. You may see some glimmers of light in your dark place like Paul did in that Roman prison. But even if you don't see anything but darkness, make the choice to worship. I need to remind myself that God has a plan for my life and that he's working out the details for my good and to bring glory to himself. So friend, if you're in a dark place right now, check yourself if you're asking those very natural why questions and turn that into a God-focused time of worship. Say, God, you haven't lost sight of me. You have a plan for my life. And even this dark time, I might not be able to see yet what you're doing, but even this dark time is working out a plan that you have for my life that's going to be something good for me, and it's going to be glory for you.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.